God is Our Hiding Place by Ann Peterson, read by Ellie Johnson. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance. Selah, Psalm 32, 7. Fear. Our heart rates quicken. We want to run or even hide. All of us at one time or another have felt fear. So what is our response? What do we do? God is all-knowing. He knew we would experience a range of emotions. He created us that way. And there are times when fear alerts us of danger so we can take appropriate steps. The problem is, in this world, we have an enemy. And Satan loves it when we panic or feel paralyzed by fear. He knows it will make us feel helpless, and that's when Satan will whisper his lies to us. Lies like, God doesn't care about you. If God cared, you wouldn't be going through this hard circumstance. God has left you all alone. But God gave us His Word, and in the Bible, God promises He is with us in this world. And when we're faced with trials, we can rejoice because God has overcome the world. John 16:33. We know God cares because God loves us so much, He sent His Son to die for us, John 3:16. We also know we're not alone because God promised He would never leave us nor forsake us, Hebrews 13:5. When we feel afraid, we can make the choice to run to God. He is our hiding place, Psalm 32:7. God is a place of refuge. I can run to God whenever I need to, knowing I'll be safe. God will preserve us from trouble. And He will even surround us with songs of deliverance. I love how God's Holy Spirit will remind me of hymns I learned years ago. When I start to doubt God's truth, the lyrics of a beautiful hymn will come to me just when I need it. A hymn like, Great is Thy Faithfulness. I can't tell you the number of times God's Spirit has done this for me. And while I sometimes may forget other things, somehow these words stay with me. The Apostle Paul reminds us that God will meet our needs, Philippians 4:13, and even those we haven't verbalized. We know this is true because as loving parents, we try to meet the needs of our children. And we have that desire because our Heavenly Father put that inside of us. He is the most loving Father there ever was. This past year has been one of the hardest that many of us have gone through, and yet God's Word remains true. No matter what we face, God is our sufficiency, 2 Corinthians 3:5. So when you start to feel your heart racing or you wonder how in the world you're going to get through the circumstances you are facing, let me remind you, God is immutable. He does not change. His love is unfailing, and we can trust Him. The next time you feel your heart rate getting faster, take a minute and say to God, "Thank you, Lord, that you are with me. That you are my hiding place."
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church. Thank you.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.